The gospel reading today, we hear how was fulfilled this prophecy of Jeremiah that Rachel would be weeping for her children, she would not be comforted because they are no more, and how that was fulfilled in this horrific situation of the Holy Innocents and their slaughter by Herod. When we think about that, just think on the natural level. Psychologists will tell us that the single most painful thing a human being can endure emotionally and psychologically is the death of their own children. Physically, the most painful thing a human being can endure is the birth of a child. And so for a woman who has gone through that birth and then has to go through the death of a child, how horrific. And then when the child is murdered, making that even worse. Now we stop and ask ourselves, what happens to a woman when she willfully cooperates in the murder of her own child? And how absolutely devastating that has to be. Like any mother who, as God asked through the prophet Isaiah, if a woman could ever forget the child of her womb, obvious answer is no. Any woman who has lost a child is going to carry that pain in her heart for the rest of her life. And now again, we ask ourselves, how much worse is that if a woman willfully cooperates in that? And what a devastating thing. And yet at the same time, we know that God brings good out of evil. And so for how many women has that actually served to be the point of their conversion when they realized what it is that they have done? And how many times in the confessional, through the tears of a woman on the other side, when I point out to them that the person other than God who is most joyful that she is there is her baby. How many times I have heard the question, you mean my baby doesn't hate me? It's like, nope, your baby is with God. Your baby does not hate you. Name your baby and pray to your baby because your baby is a saint. And nobody else knows that baby is there except you. So you can pray to that child. You can still have a relationship with that child. We've talked about this before, but when we recognize the power that Satan gains from the blood of the innocents, I was thinking about that power this morning because, as I told you the other day, thanks be to God, in the state that has the absolute most horrific abortion laws in the country, in a state that wants to promote itself as a abortion destination state, we have an abortion mill in Robbinsdale that is shutting down. What I found out, and I didn't know, is that the first legal abortion was done there on January 23rd of 1973. In other words, they were doing illegal abortions there for a long time before, because there is no way that in one day they could have been all set up and ready to go and have appointments and everything else and have everything that they needed to do this unless they had been doing it before. And I say that to be able to say, think of the power that Satan gains from this, because there have been people praying there daily ever since. Every Saturday for well over 35 years, there have been a group of people there praying the rosary. I've been praying the Mass once a month for 6 years up there. And that's how much it took to be able to shut this place down. All that power that Satan had gained from the blood of the innocents. And yet all of that is going to be turned Because once again, as we saw, God brings good out of evil. So the very thing that Satan has used to be able to augment his power is what's going to be used against him. Because every one of those little ones is with God. And every one of those little ones is on our side. They are a veritable army. More than 1 billion babies worldwide that have been murdered. 1 billion. That's a massive army. That's a group that Satan is not going to be able to control. He has used them, he has violated them, and used the very means of their violation to be able to gain more selfish power. But it is God who is going to ultimately wield the power of the babies. And what a victory it will be when you see the arrogance of Satan destroyed by a mother and by babies. That's pretty cool. The fact that he was defeated by God, yeah, we would all expect that. God is infinite. Satan has no power over God. But to think that a woman and babies are the very means that God is going to use to destroy this vile creature. There's a point of poetic justice involved in that. But there is also the realization of the power of charity, the power of prayer, and that it is the love of God and of enemy that is going to bring about the destruction of evil. Good will always triumph over evil. Truth will always triumph over lies. And so that's what we always have to keep in mind. That while it appears so dark at times, and indeed it is, the light continues to shine in the darkness. And as long as there is one person speaking truth in the midst of all kinds of people speaking lies, the truth is still there, and it will ultimately win out. As long as there is one act of charity in the midst of all of the evil, the charity is still going to win out. Because natural law is written in the hearts of every single person on the face of the earth. They all know in the depths of their heart what the truth is. They can try to deny it. They can try to numb their conscience. They can try to do whatever. It doesn't work. It's all there. And so for those of us who have been given the grace of the truth, to be able to accept that truth, now we need to practice it in charity. To be able to continue to pray, to continue to reach out. It's not necessarily asking God to destroy these evil people. It's asking God to bring them to conversion. As heinous as what they are doing is, God still wants their souls. And it would seem a matter of justice on our part to pray for their condemnation, but it is not. God will take care of the justice. He's asking for mercy on our part. He's asking for charity on our part. And so we pray for our enemies, and we pray for our persecutors, and we pray that these people will be converted, so that once again, the very thing that Satan was using to gain power is what is going to be used to take the souls away from him, to snatch the souls through conversion, through repentance. This is what is going to lead to his ultimate destruction. There is no mercy for Satan. He's already rejected God. He has already gone to his eternal punishment. There is no repentance, there is no conversion. We don't need to pray for his conversion. We don't need to have charity toward him. We can't. but toward these women, toward the fathers who have pushed it on these women, toward these doctors and nurses who are performing a sacrifice to Satan, because that's exactly what it is, we need to pray for their conversion. And while certainly they're not all going to convert, many are hardened, many have literally given themselves over to the devil, and they're not going to repent. But there are many who have been swept away by the lies. There are many who have been swept up into something else. Those are the ones whose hearts are searching. They're the ones that are hurting. And they're the ones that need to know the love, the mercy, and the compassion of our Lord. Those are the ones that we can pray for. Well, we pray for all of them. Some will reject it. But as we pray in the power of the blood of those little babies, we are going to be able to bring about the conversion of many. Shut down this evil that is going on, absolutely. But bring about the conversion of hearts and minds for those who seem to think that this is a good thing, for those who want to say that this is a right, for those who want to say that this is reproductive health. Really? It's all twisted. It's all a lie. That's where we need to bring the truth. That's where we need to bring the love of God. Because these are people who know neither. And yet the truth will set them free, just as it has you and me. The love of God will be able to fill their hearts just as he has ours. That's the attitude that we have to have. It's not an easy one, because our righteous anger would flare up in the midst of what is going on, and rightly so. But anger isn't going to solve this problem. Only charity will. And that's the gift that God has given to us. We have his truth. We have his love. If we will open our hearts to receive that love, then we have that to give to others. And that's what we are asked to do now, in the midst of the most heinous evil, to bring the greatest charity. And always the truth and charity will win out.